The Tailor's Girl, written by Fiona McIntosh and read by Madeline Leslie. She watched Sister Bolton close her eyes momentarily with frustration. The side gate. We kept it unlocked for small deliveries. It was so rarely used. Nan nodded. I think that's exactly what's happened, Sister. His ward windows look out that way. He's been watching people come and go for months. What are you saying? Their guest said, her gaze darting wildly between them. He's escaped. Escaped? Sister Bolton repeated and couldn't fully mask the incredulity in her voice. No, my dear, our patients are not prisoners. I presume he has exercised his right to discharge himself and has chosen to make our lives more difficult by ignoring the paperwork. Where would he go? Nan shook her head. To my knowledge, he'd never even looked beyond the privet hedge. He was traumatized, miss. He had no memory and was terribly haunted by nightmares. I would never have thought Mr. Jones would leave the hospital grounds without aid or encouragement. Or without saying goodbye, she thought forlornly, trying not to consider the small candle she carried for him. You said he was shell-shocked. Is that the word you used, Sister Bolton? Their visitor asked. She nodded. Yes. He may not show visible wounds, but he's injured nonetheless. He has a slight limp, too, Nan added, shrapnel wound that's healed but left its scar. But he could be anywhere, Miss Aubrey Finch exclaimed, and they could see how hard she'd fought to retain her composure. Come with me, dear. What we need is a cup of tea for your shock, and then we'll see what can be done. Sister Bolton led the finely dressed woman away, and Nan was left feeling hollow. She didn't even know if the Weeping Beauty was Jones's wife, but she had been right about one thing. The patient she'd fallen for had been no regular Tommy.